It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. On our ship schedule today, we have 10 inbound vessels, we have 3 outbounders, and we have 8 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. Let's take a look at our marine weather forecast in a little bit more depth before we get into the ship schedule. That's because there's a couple of interesting terms that I want to explain about wind that you might hear in marine weather forecasts. So, first of all, the forecast for today is east winds, 5 knots, shifting to the north, with gusts to 15 knots in the afternoon, wind waves from the east, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, shifting to the north at 4 seconds in the afternoon. Northwest swells 5 feet at 12 seconds apart and patchy drizzle and patchy fog in the morning. So you can see the wind waves are shifting around with the changing wind direction. And so we started out with south winds yesterday, earlier in the week. Now we're going to east and then we're going to north finally. So if you're talking about wind in a marine weather forecast, what you would say is that we started out with south winds this week, but today they're going to back around to the east. And then this afternoon, winds will back again to the north and remain that way through the weekend as a weak offshore flow develops. So there is a wind-related term I use there in the forecast, and I want to explain it because it has a specific meaning and it's used with another term that is similar. And those terms are back and veer. So it's usually expressed as the wind is backing or the wind is veering. So here's what they mean. If you visualize the face of a compass rose, it's a circle. It has north at the top and south at the bottom and east on the right and west on the left. Now, if you compare that in your mind to the face of an analog clock with noon or midnight at the top, if you think of it in those terms, when the wind direction moves in a clockwise direction around the compass face, the wind direction is said to be veering. Now, if it moves in a counterclockwise direction, backwards for an analog clock, the wind is said to be backing. So a wind direction that moves like ours is today, from south to east to north, is said to be backing winds. So I thought that was very interesting and something that I haven't explained in a long time. I think a few years ago I talked about it. I think it's very interesting. A couple of meteorological terms that you might hear, and now you know what they mean. Let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. Inbound, we have the Margrethe Pisarek. She is arriving from China, headed for the Calama anchorage. She'll be picking up corn, soy, or wheat at Calama. She passed Astoria inbound around midnight and will be arrived in Calama at about 5 a.m. this morning. So we have some of our first few ships here are very early arrivals and have already gone by. The Saga Beja Flor, arriving from San Diego, headed to Vancouver. She passed Astoria inbound around 4 a.m. We'll probably see her in Vancouver by about 10 a.m. So she's on the river now heading up to Vancouver. The Key Hunter is arriving from China. She's already in the Rice Island Anchorage if she was on time. Going upriver to pick up wheat eventually. She came into the Rice Island Anchorage just a little bit upriver from Astoria around 6:30 a.m. And the ETG Mishima is arriving from Vancouver, BC, headed to Vancouver, Washington. Ships commonly go from one Vancouver to another in these parts. She's picking up wheat. She will pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m. and be in Vancouver by 4:30 p.m. The Quina is arriving from China, headed for the Rainier Anchorage. Wheat will be her cargo also, and she will pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m. and be in Rainier by about 2 p.m. An interesting note about ships that anchor in Rainier, which is opposite Longview on the river there, near the big bridge that goes across the Columbia, is that the ships are anchored on both ends in the Rainier Anchorage. There are anchor buoys there in that part of the river, in the anchorage area there, for ships to attach themselves to. And so they'll attach the stern to the anchor buoy, and they'll drop their own anchor off the bow that's on the ship, on the bow end. And it holds the ship parallel to the shore, holds it on both ends, because the current is very strong there. And if the ship were to swing out into the anchorage with the changing tide, it would block the ship channel. So there's not very much room there, not as much wiggle room as we have here near Astoria, where the ships are free to swing with the tide. Next inbound is the Semtex Diligence, arriving from South Korea, headed for the Calama anchorage. Corn, soy, or wheat will be her cargo. She'll pass Astoria around 12:30 p.m. Look for her in Calama by about 5:30 p.m. The UBC Tokyo is arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver anchorage upriver. But she's going to the Port of Portland eventually. She is a container ship. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 7:30 p.m. The ATB Vision is arriving from Seattle, headed to Portland. She's an articulated tug and barge rig, and she's refined petroleum is her cargo. She'll pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 9:30 this evening. The Swan River is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. Cement is her cargo. She will pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m. Look for her in Portland a little bit after midnight, early Thursday morning. And the Belle Bay is arriving from Seattle, headed for the Longview anchorage. She's picking up petcoke at Longview. She will pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. Look for her in Longview at about 1 a.m. on Thursday morning. And in our outbounders, we have the MSC Vita. She's leaving Portland, containers on board around 2 a.m., could pass Astoria outbound around 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. The Block Island is heading out of Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat there, leaving around 11 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. And the Nord Valaris is leaving Portland. She's a petroleum tanker, refined petroleum there, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have the Pan El Dorado, heading for Kalama, heading upriver to pick up wheat, leaving around 3 p.m., give her about 5 hours to get to Kalama at about 8 p.m. And our other ships in the anchorage are all awaiting orders. They are the Captain George, the Dongay Star, the Ravni Kotari, the Tiana, the Guo Wan 16, the Saita, the Seichia 1, and the Veloce. And those ships that are awaiting orders don't have berths to go to yet, for one reason or another. Either they have to pass inspection, ships in the river, in the anchorages often are inspected there, or there just isn't an open berth for them yet. And so they will wait there until another ship leaves and makes room for them, and then they'll go upriver and pick up cargo. And so you frequently see ships all along the river in different places anchored because they are waiting their turn, because there's only so many berths upriver, and we get a lot of ships coming in. So once a berth opens up, they will take a pilot on board and head upriver to wherever they need to go to pick up their cargo, and then they'll head downriver with it. And then we see them on our list of outbound ships, which is, it's fun to see them come in and it's fun to see them go. Usually they come in light and leave loaded, so you can see the difference between a light ship, meaning a ship that is light of cargo and is sitting higher in the water, and the ones that are loaded and are really hunkered down. Most of our ships are that way. They are they do not have cargo when they come in, although a few do. The car carriers do. The container ships do. We have a few bulk carriers that bring in dry mineral cargoes that are carrying things like gypsum, for instance, that comes into Rainier to the U.S. gypsum plant there on the south side of the river opposite Longview. But a bulk carrier coming into the Columbia River with cargo on board is kind of an interesting oddity, and it's nice to talk about those too. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.